Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us live on YouTube. Morning Mystery Movie Clip coming up at 9:20. Dawn's Big Three right after that. Cut Sheet Part 2. What's on tap for the Dawn Show today in music history? Who won Twitter today? Great stuff out of Tony Bruno. And Dawn said that the weather is looking better and better for Thursday. So we are trending in the direction of getting that game, I would assume, underway on time at 3:05 p.m. or so.
Well, remember last year, the home opener, and then they pushed it back because there was rain in the forecast, and then it turned out to be that beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were ripped for it.
Yep.
So that's what, you know, Greg all week has been saying, what are they waiting for? What are you waiting for? I think they're waiting for, Greg, the lock, they want to know that the meteorologists are not going to be wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And so I think it is improving.
I got to say, my buddy Belaris all this week has been saying cancel the game, and I've been going off him, and maybe I shouldn't have.
Haven't you learned your lesson?
Well,
of all people,
John,
you're going to ride with JB.
I am.
John has had some epic wrong forecasts.
But he's also had some right ones.
I know.
Yeah. Well. You know. By the way, what is the success rate? Is there a number you need to be as a meteorologist to? I know they don't ever get fired for being wrong, but is there a certain threshold that they need to be at to maintain credibility?
It's like radio host predictions,
right? Well, but see, that's the thing. I'm not judged on my ability to get things right. Like that's one of the things that I have learned over the years in almost 20 years now of doing talk radio in one format or the other. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to break that to people. Like, oh, you predicted a red... It doesn't matter. There's two things you're judged on in this business, and they both start with the letter R.
I mean...
Ratings and revenue. That's it.
Right now, you know, it depends on which... National Weather Service has said there was this 80-plus percent chance. Now it's down to 50. It depends on whose forecast. Some of them are still saying 90-plus percent chance of showers.
Mm-hmm.
But how heavy, we know for sure that the Jersey Shore, South Jersey, is going to get it the worst. And it looks like Delaware. So that's where all the flood watches and warnings are.
Okay.
I don't know. Most of the forecasts are still saying, calling for pouring rain.
All right. We'll see how it plays out.
It is. I did look it up because you guys asked earlier. It is not up to MLB. It is up to the individual park.
Okay.
So it's up to the ballpark, not MLB.
Wow. Gotcha.
Okay.
Interesting.
I would have figured they would take like a non-biased person like baseball as the entity to look at the fairness for both teams, but it's up to the home team.
Yep. It's
whatever,
up to
whatever
Citizens
benefits
State
us.
Park.
The hell with the Braves. All right. Enough sports before people get mad in the YouTube chat.
Well, it's weather.
It's weather.
Oh, well, then let's keep going.
I
have some great stories to get to, but we can talk weather all day.
No, sir.
All right. So Dawn loves to say the word Chicago. And Dawn, were you born and raised in Minnesota?
No.
I went to school there?
I was actually born in Chicago.
That's right. But you spent time in Minnesota as well, correct?
I lived everywhere.
I know.
I never lived anywhere for more than
like
3 years.
Yeah.
So that's why Philadelphia, since the mid-90s, this is home for me.
Okay.
Because I don't, you know, we moved I was born, we moved.
You've been here the longest.
Yeah.
Oh, by far. Most of my adult life has been in Philadelphia.
When anybody ever asks me where I'm from, I always say Philadelphia because I've spent
It's home for you.
I've spent most of my life here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I've moved around places, but I've spent most of my life here.
Right. Yeah,
so
that's fair.
I'm a Philadelphian.
Okay, I gotcha. So these stories out in the Midwest are fascinating. We're going to go from Chicago to Minnesota to Missouri. I've got all sorts of Midwest updates. I don't know if you guys recall this story. We talked about this in the summer, where the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, because of all the rampant theft with automobiles and the carjackings, so he ends up coming out, and the city, Chicago, decides to sue Kia and Hyundai, and he said, quote, "The failure to install basic auto theft prevention technology in these models is sheer negligence, and as a result, a citywide and nationwide crime spree around automobile theft has been unfolding." And we've certainly talked about it here when Dawn gives the news in the 6 and 7 o'clock hour when there is a carjacking. I always say tongue-in-cheek, let me guess, was it a Kia or was it a Hyundai? So, but this is the problem with the far left and progressives, is they don't address the root cause. They shift the blame to the victim here. And you've got Brandon Johnson, who is actually further left than Lori Lightfoot was, which is a hard thing to wrap your mind around. So he wants to sue two major automobile manufacturers for the problem that his policies have created in Chicago and every other progressive Democrat has created in every big city. So we won't crack down on crime, but we'll go out there and try to sue two major car companies. If I'm these car companies, and I don't know how the car dealerships work with the actual manufacturers, but would you want to do business in Chicago if the mayor is suing you and claiming you don't have all the proper anti-theft devices and technology in your vehicles? This is a total clown show. And then I heard over the weekend, the state attorney general for Minnesota, Keith Ellison, another progressive, he had this to say on this general topic. Take a listen and watch this clip.
We've also got to go upstream. We've got to make sure that the automobiles are not so easy to steal, so that they're a tempting, attractive nuisance for young people. And, you know, right now we are investigating two major automakers because their cars are dramatically too easy to steal for young people.
I mean, I feel bad for these car companies, and obviously we work with multiple car dealerships on this station and with our cluster and stuff like that. And you're going to sit here and come out and try to attack these companies, and you wonder why. And this, you know, a lot of it comes full circle. We talk about doing business in big blue cities. We talk about Trump and Letitia James and businesses that are going to eventually leave New York because they don't want to be the next Trump victim of having, you know, being on the wrong side of politics. I don't know about you guys, but to me, this is, once again, you are not going to address the cause, because if you were to address it, you'd have to get tough on crime. You'd have to arrest people. You'd have to enforce the laws that are on the books. You wouldn't be letting out with bail reform people with 21 past instances. This is a joke on many fronts. If I'm Kia and I'm Hyundai, I'm like, you know what? If this is the way my company's going to be attacked, we'll go elsewhere. We'll set up shop. I'll take every deal. If it was up to me, like if I owned Kia, right, and I controlled all the dealerships in Chicago or the greater Chicagoland area in Illinois, and it wasn't, you know, independently owned operations, I would move them all out. I'd go to Texas. I'd go to Tennessee. I'd go to Georgia. I'd go to Florida. I'd move right over to Ohio if I want to be closer by. I don't know. This doesn't seem to be the solution for me, Dawn. I think actually enforcing laws and arresting these people would probably be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, they'll blame anything other than the criminal.
Right.
You know,
right. Like, we don't lock up our criminals anymore. We lock up shampoo.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Like,
it's just
complete madness. So
it's the shampoo's fault, actually.
It is.
It's
the shampoo,
you know,
is racist.
Yeah, shampoo,
yeah,
is. And that's just it. They'll blame the car, the automaker. And that's why businesses are moving out of,
yeah,
cities like Chicago. Like, I mean, hopefully we've stopped the bleeding in Philadelphia as far as the business community moving out, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
But we hear, and now the latest about dollar store. Even the dollar stores are shutting down.
Right. Like, if Dollar General is closing up shop, what does that tell you about the area in which they are doing business?
Yeah.
It's not worth their time anymore because they're getting robbed. They're losing their products. Their products are more expensive to insure. Then they pass that increase on to you, the consumer. And then you, the consumer, says, well, I don't want to pay an extra 38 cents for this. I'll go buy the generic version that might be cheaper, or I'll go to a different establishment establishment that might offer it at a better rate. So there's a trickle-down effect to all of this, and it impacts us on a daily basis. And I think sometimes people don't pay attention to that type of stuff. And then lastly, the last update in the Midwest I want to give you. Remember, we talked about this, the heinous, violent attack of that teenager in Missouri. I don't even know that I have an update on her condition. We're talking about the one that had her head slammed multiple times.
I believe she's breathing on her own now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's still not conscious, but I believe she's in a better, you know, because she was only breathing before with like a ventilator or whatever you call it. But I believe she's breathing on her own now.
All right.
Which is a sign in the right direction,
yes,
I guess.
Yeah, step in the right direction for sure. So here's an update on that story from the suspect point of view. Did you know that the family of the girl charged in the brutal Kaylee Gain beating claims that she's the real victim?
Yeah.
And she's gone out and started a fundraiser. The family of the Missouri girl who has been charged with beating 16-year-old Kaylee Gain into unconsciousness says that she is the real victim and she was harassed and bullied before the caught-on-video assault. The 15-year-old's aunt told the Daily Mail that her niece, described as an honor student with a stellar record at Hazelwood East High School, was defending herself during the March 8th fight in Spanish Lakes, Missouri. The accused attacker's loved ones are asking the juvenile court system to show, quote, compassion for the teen after they are seeking $150,000 in donations on a GoFundMe for her legal defense. I have no idea if she's an honor student or not. I'll just take that at face value. But I have a hard time believing that she was the one that was bullied and harassed merely by looking at the two of them based on their size and stature. If you watched that video, and I'm sure it's still out there, the girl who is unconscious or has regained consciousness now or whatever Greg had just mentioned, she is very small, very thin, kind of frail, relatively short. The girl who's asking for compassion, who, oh, by the way, slammed her head at least four times in that video, and it's only about a 15-second clip. No idea what went on after the 15-second clip, but, I mean, she is pretty thick. She's big. I find it, look, I get it. Not just because you're bigger doesn't mean you're tougher. I do find it odd that she would be the one bullied by the little girl that she slammed the head of, just based on their metrics.
So I saw a report that the girl who was beaten was suspended from school a day before or prior for fighting.
Okay.
Not that means anything.
Right.
But just to give a little context of it, that apparently there was some factioning girl groups, and one fought one, and then allegedly this girl mm-hmm. who beat the snot out of her was supposedly fighting back for her friend.
Okay.
That being said, when you fight, you fight.
Right.
You don't slam somebody's head into the concrete.
Repeatedly.
That's the part that
makes you an animal.
Right.
Yeah.
And look, Kaylee Gain, the one who went unconscious, I mean, she very well could be not an angel, right? Like you just heard she was in another fight. So maybe she has a track record of being a pain in the butt. But when you're sitting here and you slam somebody's head so violently that you basically kill them almost, I mean, that was she's an inch away from dying, basically. And now you want compassion. Now you're going to play the victim card. You know, like you just said, Greg, it's one thing you get into a fight, you throw a few fists or whatever. But that to me has been kind of the overall theme and takeaway from all of these modern day fights in the school setting or outside of school in the social media era. They just seem so rage-filled and angry. It seems like a different crop of school teen violence that I was around in the 90s, that you know other people have certainly experienced. It's nothing new, but the level of hatred and vitriol behind it just seems to be, there's something there. I think we have a rage and a temper problem, and probably a lot of it just falls generally under the mental health umbrella of today's society.
Yeah, but we have to have accountability. You can't. 100%.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yes. I would throw the book at this girl if I was a prosecutor. Man, no doubt about it. I would charge her as an adult, and she's an honor student, so it's not like she's not able to comprehend what she did. She knows what she did.
It's funny too because of the race of these two individuals, this story is getting scrutiny where Whereas if you don't see the other side of it, it's like, well, this girl was just fighting back and this girl was being bullied and this girl was this, then you're like, then you're a racist or you're,
yeah,
you see race in it. But on the other side, I feel that the reason that this is, this story kind of lives online.
It does.
I have not really seen, and I'm sure locally there in St. Louis or wherever this took place,
yep,
I'm sure it's getting attention there. But it hasn't gotten a lot of the mainstream media coverage that I...
Well, it would if the races were reversed.
Exactly.
There's no question.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're so, right. And it does, yeah, live more on social media for sure. All right. 855-839-1210 is the number. Morning Mystery Movie Clip in about 5 minutes. And then we've got Dawn's Big Three at 9 as we continue. Kale and Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
I want my Nick Dawn and Greg.
Kale and Company. 922 as we continue. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. What's on the cut sheet part two? The Big Three at 9 with Dawn. All still on the way. A little murky out today. Not feeling that. I need sunshine. Hopefully sunshine is on the way. Because baseball is. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Three straight days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like since like September, Dawn, we've had three or four Saturday and Sundays where we've actually had back-to-back good days of weather. Seems like it always rains. The rain, I hear you every week. The rain will be coming through Friday night.
So true.
My God, can't we just rain on a Tuesday when we're already miserable enough because there's 3 days left of work? My God. All right, 9:23, let's get to the Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Do you ever shut up? Do you ever shut the up? What are you worried about? I'm in a zone, man. I'm in a zone. Would you relax? I'm in a zone.
Billy, it is one thing to embarrass me, right? It's another thing to piss these guys off that we have to play against. They're just plain stupid, man.
Yeah, listen to your teammate, Buckethead. You're going right past stupid into a whole new category.
It's called suicide, Chump.
Hey, Chump, call me Chump all day, bad boy. I'm in a zone.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
How about that? Just shut up. Do you ever shut up? Sounds like the people in the YouTube chat mad at us for talking too much. But if you know that movie, and you should, it's an all-timer, 855-839-1210, caller 12, 855-839-1210. You will get a pair of tickets to Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic.
Woo-hoo!
With Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, Maren Morris, Mavis Staples, and more. The Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock this Friday, March 29th. And you can get them at Ticketmaster.com. If you don't win them here, call at 12-855-839-1210. Without further ado, let's get to Dawn Stensland's Big Three at 9:25.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
So right now we have some major updates and information we want to detail for you as federal investigators are examining that Voyage data recorder in an attempt to recreate a timeline of yesterday's cargo ship crash in the port of Baltimore. So the NTSB officials confirming this morning, and we are expecting to, at the very least, get some kind of a timeline. Investigators also working to determine what caused the power loss, apparent power loss, prior to that crash. But the full investigation and repair efforts, according to Maryland's Governor Wes Moore, will take not days, weeks, nor even months, could take years. And we know now that within 90 seconds, those heroic police officers responded to that radio call from the barge, that they did manage to stop all the vehicle traffic over that Baltimore Bridge in both directions.
Wow.
They had 90 seconds. That's one of the revelations we're getting this morning.
That's great work by them.
That explains a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Especially in a city, I think, that obviously has defunded police. We played you that other clip. I think that was from Baltimore, correct?
It was, yep.
Where they said they, in a precinct of 61,000 people, they were down to three officers.
Three officers, yep.
And these heroes were able to, in 90 seconds, save lives.
Save lives. So at least eight people went into the water. We know two escaped and are okay, but the other six are presumed dead this morning, and we're beginning to learn about them from their families who are starting to speak out this morning. We've talked a lot about it, but I wanted to mention to you, if you missed the battleship New Jersey, the USS New Jersey, if you missed our historic ship moving locally here, there's another chance to see the historic ship. It's going to depart from the Paulsboro Marine Terminal on the Jersey side of the Delaware River today at 11 a.m. So just a heads up, the battleship New Jersey's on the move again, making its way to the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard, where it's going to be dry docked for some routine maintenance. That'll take about 2 months to complete.
Be back just in time for the fireworks show. We'll probably be giving away tickets to watch the fireworks on the battleship New Jersey.
Amen.
There you go.
Hey, make America pray again. So Donald J. Trump, we've talked a lot this morning.
So this is the MAPA movement.
Yeah, the MAPA movement. So we've talked a lot about Trump and DJT and Wall Street and all of that with True Social. But the latest from Trump, former President Donald Trump, is he's urging supporters to buy a God Bless the USA Bible for $59.99. And many supporters are saying, what a great idea to sell these very special commemorative Bibles. But, you know, he's getting trolled as well from late night host, former Representative Liz Cheney, who's lost. She's an official loser in Wyoming because she was, you know, she's not an elected official there anymore. But she is blasting Trump, saying she had tweeted or X'd out, "Happy Holy Week, Donald. Instead of selling Bibles, you should probably buy one." And then she wrote that she encouraged him to read the part of the Bible about adultery.
Oh.
That from a snarky tweet.
So let me make sure I got Liz. This right. So Trump is selling Bibles for profit?
Well, he's part of a Lee Greenwood.
Yes.
You know, God Save or God Bless Him, God Bless the USA or whatever that song is he sings. He's selling them. Trump is the spokesperson for him.
Yes.
So Trump's being compensated to pimp Bibles.
Yep. $60. Actually $59.99.
Yeah. Not a fan of that.
Dawn, as a Christian, I'm sure you maybe have thoughts about this, concerns about this, no?
I don't know. A lot of people are... I just saw the thing. I just think...
It's too sales pitchy for me. Okay. I'm having flashbacks of... Like, I'm picturing Trump, you know... I said pimping. I probably shouldn't have said that. But, you know, promoting and trying to, you know, hawk Bibles for profit. It feels like the MyPillow guy to me. Mm. Yeah, not a fan of that. And I'm a Christian as well, and I'm religious, but I mean, you know, and I'm all for the Bible. It just, yeah. But you know what? Capitalism, you get your cut, you know, that's what makes this country great.
$60 for a Bible? $59.99 for a Bible? Really?
What do you get with that, though?
He released a video, "All Americans Need a Bible in Their Home, and I have many in my home," said Trump.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Released it, of course, on Truth Social. It's a partnership with, as you said, country music star Lee Greenwood, who sings God Bless the USA, of course. And so he says, you know, it's a best-selling book, which is true.
Wait, Trump says it's a best...
Oh, God.
Well, he's right.
Well, it's the most successful book ever written. I mean, as far as, you know, sheer volumes of, you know, purchases.
Here's my problem. I'm non-religious, so this doesn't offend me. I could care less.
Yeah.
But for the religious people, this doesn't offend you?
I mean, I'm religious as well, and I pray, and you know, I said a prayer last night. It was in regards to hopefully Alabama covering +4 against North Carolina. But no, like, I am serious. I joke about it. Like, I am legitimately, you know, a born-again Christian the whole bit. I don't live the life as well as I should. I'm a sinner the whole bit. But, I'll just give you, here's my spiel. So I grew up in a Catholic, a Lutheran, and a Baptist church. I went to three different churches when my parents got divorced. The one thing I've always kind of disliked about the Catholic Church is the feeling of pressure of donating a certain percentage of money and things like that. I've always been a little anti-profiting and, you know, like the Joel Osteens of the world, like, They don't sit well with me.
Yep.
As a religious person. But I'm also a capitalist, so I say, you know what, go get your money. But it's just, I don't know. It's never sat well with me.
I will tell you, because I had looked up, so we don't know the terms of this. He's he is, there's a line that says, God bless the USA Bible.com is not owned, managed, or controlled by Donald J. Trump, the Trump Organization, or any of his ventures. And so it's actually, he is helping, you know, he's in a partnership, but I don't have the terms of that partnership.
Okay.
How the proceeds go.
Now, if the proceeds are going to like some, you know, Catholic Christian charity or something like that, I have no issues with it.
No, and but of course, these guys have a right to make a profit.
If these guys are lining their pockets with that, I have a huge problem with it.
Right. That's why I said I need more information on that, but.
It's apparently he does, so his last year's financial disclosure, which everybody legally has to do,
mm-hmm.
Trump has, he made more than $5 million in speaking engagements through the CIC Ventures. So CIC Ventures is an LLC that runs this site, but I don't have any word that in particular this specific venture is something that he directly, they specifically say that he doesn't specifically, quote unquote, profit okay. from this. But the website, I'm looking at the website, says that it's not political, has nothing to do with any political campaign. However, it's the only such Bible that Trump, you know, has
endorsed.
I think that's the word they use on their site.
Does he carry like a little pocket sized Bible in his jacket? Like, who was the guy yesterday we played on the cut sheet that pulled out the pocket sized Constitution? Stephen Breyer?
Oh yes.
It's like, who carries their Constitution with them?
I have one in my kitchen.
I have one at home,
you know,
too.
I have
a framed one. Yeah. It's really nice, but I don't carry it in my golf shorts with me as I'm out
about. By the way, this to your point, Nick Cale. It includes this one is King James Version with Jesus' word
you see, I'm
in
not a
red.
King, see, now we're going to get real deep in the weeds here with religion. I'm not a King James fan. I'm more of a New International Version fan, the NIV version.
Well, that's why you got your concordance right there. But we got the, it includes the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all in there, as well as the words to Greenwood's famous song.
Oh, so it's a combo pack.
Yeah, and it's a larger print.
Order now. Your essential documents and your Bible all in one.
So I'll be very curious to see how people react to this.
You know, I love the show because I can guarantee you we are the only show right now that is going to bring up this topic because there are other hosts that are offended by it, but they don't want to offend the audience, so they just won't bring it up.
Oh.
So thank you, Dawn Sandlin, for bringing it up because free speech lives here and we can debate
yes.
issues without shielding the audience from stuff that they may not agree with. Radio hosts who do that.
Is the YouTube chat
sorry. No.
I
commend Dawn Sandlin for bringing this up.
Thank you. Here's the thing. You know, we talk about all these other books in our schools and whatnot. And so here is Donald J. Trump. He's the voice of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it, by the way, the $59.99 does not include shipping fees.
I'm more inclined to buy the Trump sneakers than I am.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's a nice little gift.
The Trump Bible.
I'll probably get it for my dad. He would love it. But I just think this, of all the things that he could promote, he's promoting the Bible. Oh, God forbid he would promote, you know, the Bible.
But, okay, promote it, but don't sell it.
Well, it's better than doing sit-down drag stories with drag queens
which we're going to get to in a second.
I'll give him that.
Yeah, I didn't do the story you're about to do on purpose.
We're way over.
Okay.
So we should go.
So, all right,
yeah, we're
going to
go. I'm going to go home.
Big three.
All right, we're out of here. Break first?
Yes.
All right, we'll take a break, and then we're going
to
get to a local story in What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 that's happening just a few miles away. Stay tuned. We're back after this. Don't miss it. Kale and Company.
You know, I just said my kitchen. I have a copy of the Commonwealth Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, all in my kitchen. Why? Because my kitchen's the heart of my home. Sometimes we're having these debates about what's going on in the country. Let me pull out the Constitution here, kids. My kitchen is truly the heart of my home. If your kitchen or bath, maybe it's a little bit outdated. The dark wallpaper, the dark cabinets, you want to replace it. You know what you need? Kitchen Magic. They're local, Pennsylvania family owned and operated since 1979. Just schedule your free in-home design consultation. Do this today and bring your kitchen or your bath back to life. Kitchen Magic is the full-service remodeler I trust to quickly, beautifully, affordably transform your kitchen or your bath. Right now, they're offering 12 months, no payments, no interest financing. Plus, you get 10% off your remodel. Just visit KitchenMagic.com. KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Live here on this Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. What's on the cut sheet part due coming up in just one moment. Let's get our morning mystery movie clip winner in here. We have Kristen in Elkins Park. Kristen, good morning. What movie clip did we play for you just about 15 minutes ago?
I just watched it recently. White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, that is correct.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson, congratulations. You've got the tickets coming up for the 4th of July.
You know what? I was just looking at the tickets yesterday, so I'm very happy.
We are happy that you listened and played.
Kristen, let's burn one together, my love.
All right. Have a happy 4th.
There you go.
Be well.
Kristen and Greg will be meeting up in a couple of months.
Just kidding. It's all a joke. It's a joke I'm never going to live down that has been plaguing me on this radio station since I was 25 years old.
There you go. All right, let's get to what's on the cut sheet part two.
What's on the cut sheet
part two? What's on the cut sheet part two, sponsored by Budget Blinds. Spring is here, and now is the time to budget. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation. And the only no-question-asked warranty in the business. BudgetBlinds.com. That's BudgetBlinds.com. I'm not only a spokesperson for Budget Blinds, I'm also a client. Isn't that what Cy Sperling used to say?
Yes, you are.
Hair Club for Men.
The now defunct Hair Club for Men.
Exactly. Budget Blinds, I use them. You should, too. BudgetBlinds.com. Okay. Tourism in Philadelphia. We're in springtime. The weather's going to start changing. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to get a lot of people coming into our glorious city for tours and such things. So let's see what tourism videos they have decided to release to lure people to Philadelphia.
Okay.
This is the official tourism video for Philadelphia. If you're listening on the radio, get over to YouTube if you want to see this video. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. By the way, hit the like and subscribe buttons if you have not done so. Nick Kale, I will let you describe what is happening in this video as I play it. Ready, Phil, go.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, look at clumsy Gerald. The animals all sneered.
It's drag queen story time.
You silly fool. Oh, Gerald, you're so
Independence
weird.
Hall.
Excuse me.
About 15, 20 six-year-olds
but sometimes
sitting in the grass on a blanket.
A different song. They shouted, it's a miracle. We must be in a dream. Gerald's the best dancer that we've ever, ever seen.
In pursuit of a more perfect, respectful union, Visit Philadelphia, brought to you by Visit Philadelphia. So that's going to entice people to come to see the beautiful city of Philadelphia. The select parts that are still beautiful in this godforsaken town. So let me get this straight. Now, a Gallup poll months ago said over 72% of Americans disagree with men being in female locker rooms. I would be willing to bet if there was a Gallup poll on what percentage of Americans think from an adult perspective or parent perspective, it is appropriate for minors, even minors at that age, to be having story time with drag queens, I would be willing to venture like 92% would probably say no, it's inappropriate. So of all the things you could do to sell the city of Philadelphia from a tourism standpoint, this is what you come up with?
Yeah.
That's not going to entice me to want to, hey, honey, I've been thinking about a Pat's cheesesteak. For years they've said Pat's is great and Citizens Bank Park's a cool place. After seeing this drag queen story time, what do you say we book a flight to Philly?
Is this
probably not happening?
Is Visit Philly endorsed by, like, are they a part of the city of Philadelphia?
Yes.
Or is it, they are.
Is it operated by whoever is in office?
So, Sherelle Parker would have something to do with this ad?
Jeez. My God.
I don't know that. I don't, but there's a partnership.
Well, obviously.
So somebody in the mayor's office or somewhere had to sign off on this, no?
I got to imagine there's somebody that's, I mean, well, first of all, what's the motive behind this? ESG, yeah. Social credit score. They know it's a facade. They know it's all hoopla and nonsense. but they do it because they're pandering and they want these reviews and these ratings and these scores. That's not going to drive people to Philadelphia. I mean, come on. And here's my biggest beef with all of this. And my beef is in the form of a question. What is the rush to have children become sexualized? Mm-hmm. What is the rush to introduce them to all of this adult? Like, if you're 18,
yep.
And be honest, if you're 17, if you're 16, if you have some interest in a drag show, knock yourself out. 8 years old, 6 years old, 10 years old. I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. When you're six, you're sticking Legos up your nose, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
You know, Visit Philadelphia is the official tourism site of Philadelphia. As I just look up the site, this is not on their site. So it's something that they put out, and I think people are upset about it, and that's why, you know, it's gone viral. But it has things to do in Philadelphia this weekend, Philly's opening series, Peak, Cherry Blossom Blooms, Easter festivities. That's the main page, and then you can scroll through.
Yeah.
So usually they do a really great job. I just think on this one, I don't know what.
Yeah, having a bunch of kids sit down while Doink the Clown reads them a book. Great.
I guess they're just trying to appeal to a certain audience that says, "Oh, they're inclusive." Yeah. But you know anything about any major city, most major cities are in quote unquote inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Does this do the best job, especially for children and families?
Right.
You know what I mean? Show right. me a little history. Show me something beautiful. Show me great food. Show me something my kids are really going to love.
So, go ahead.
Well, Greg, seriously, little kids, and you know this because your son's this age, little kids are scared of Big Bird, let alone...
My son hates people in costumes. Absolutely hates it. Scared to death
yes.
of it.
Mm-hmm. So most kids are not going to sit for that.
Nope.
And they're going to be freaked out by anybody dressed up like a clown.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't think it's in any way a draw. Yeah. So, what? Come on.
Yeah, well, we know what it's all about.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. We will come back, put a bow on the show. What's on tap for the Dawn Show today in music history and who won Twitter today? Back after this, 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
All right, the Dawn Show coming up in just about 6 minutes, and we find out what she has lined up for the top of the hour.
Yeah, there's so much breaking right now in the bridge collapse story, that accident, and as well some New York stories, why Joe Biden is holding a star-studded, biggity-big fundraiser in New York today, and as well, a family grieving the death of the NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was shot by that guy who's, 21 times arrested that we talked about?
Yep.
So this all happening in New York. Coming up at 10:05, my friend Christine Flowers, she's an immigration attorney, so she's in court. So hopefully she'll make it by 10:05, but she's got a lot of breaking new developments that she's going to be talking about. 11 a.m., we'll talk education, Beth Ann Rossica, and perhaps a surprise celebrity mom coming along this morning, too.
Celebrity mom.
Oh, wow.
So we got a lot going on.
You booked Peggy Bundy. Ah. All right, very good. Dawn Show, top of the hour. Greg Stocker, let's find out what happened in music history today.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, March 27th, we celebrate the birthdays of Andrew Ferris of NXS, Johnny April, the bassist for Stained, and Tony Banks of Genesis. Notable albums include Love at First Sting by the Scorpions from 84, Sentimental Journey by Ringo in 70, and 7,800 Degrees Fahrenheit by Bon Jovi in 85. Also, in 1958, stereo albums are actually introduced.
Wow.
In 65, Jeff Beck replaced Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds. In 86, Metallica joined Ozzy's Ultimate Sin Tour as the opening act. And lastly, on that same day in 86, Sammy Hagar made his very first appearance as Van Halen's lead singer when they began their 5150 tour in Louisiana. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Lomquist.
All right, nice work from Phil. You can catch his overnight show tonight.
I don't think he's doing that.
Oh, that's why he didn't promote it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, my fault, me and my that's big nice. Mouth. All right, without further ado, stay tuned. The Dawn Show is next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 p.m., and as the binder would say,
I'll see you tomorrow. Come talk to me.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.